This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Anthony in New Jersey right now. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Anthony.
Hey, man, this tush push stuff, man, is real soft, man, of the league, man. I wish I played football in my younger days, man. And anything in life, you can't stop it, you know. Pull up your big boy pants and, you know, try to stop it, man. Don't cry or complain to the lead. Oh, they do it better than us, so we want it out. Mm-hmm. That's not how it goes, man. You need to toughen up, and that's the bottom line about it, man. But, hey, I don't think it's going to be banned, man, but the way it's grown in the last few days, man, got me kind of worried.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried that we can't win without it because, of course, we –
But Anthony, but it would make it harder. Like, obviously, the Eagles
change the approach entirely. The way we treat offense right now, it's four downs. We have four downs. Yes. No matter where we are on the field, even at the minus 30-yard line, you know, on our side of the 50, that's going to change if they change this rule. But remember, the rule that we're talking about changing is they don't want the tight end to push immediately after the snap. Like, I'm okay with that. I think we can still manage
that. Yeah, that's like what a caller said earlier. Like when a running back is running and, you know, he comes to a stop and he gets to push from behind with the lineman, does that count into it? And that's a good thing what you said, John, because we have a huge advantage. It's always we go into downs first and nine or first and eight.
I agree.
Right.
It's a big advantage, Anthony. I mean, the Eagles have really...
But I think we'll still maintain an advantage if we have to wait a beat before pushing Jalen from behind. If that's really what they're going to try to go after...
It depends how... Because there is...
Holy cow.
If they have the leeway to say you're not allowed to push the quarterback, then that zaps it. Now, the Eagles would still have a bigger advantage than a team with Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts is still going to have more power than Kyler Murray, but if you can't, like, pushing him has been, we've seen enough to know it does surge the pile enough to get that first down, you know.
Sure.
From time to time.
I think Jalen can surge the pile whether someone's pushing him from behind or not.
But not as effectively.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, Anthony.
But offensive line, the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
Their surge is what matters the most on that play, and that's not going to change.
So I've wondered that, John, and I don't know. Is it the Dickerson Mulata thing? Is it the Hurts thing? Or is it the push thing? I'm not sure.
I would say in order of effectiveness, it's Dickerson Mulata, then Jalen Hurts, then the push in order of importance.
Yeah, I've wondered that.
Weren't
I'm not sure.
Pretty successful at it before the tush push at the quarterback sneak. The Eagles just over the past.
Well, Carson was really good at it, and Tom Brady with the Patriots was really good at it. They both did it a lot. I mean, the Eagles used it a lot with Carson Wentz near the end. All right, Anthony, I need an answer from you. What is something that's got a phrase or a title with a body part in there?
This is my answer, Joe the Camera. I asked you to do me a favor Friday, man. I'm going to continue to ask you, but of course, Joe DeCamera, hard head makes the soft hiney.
Hey, Anthony?
I need you to take this serious with Fritz, man. Come on, Hammer.
I will, but Anthony, just because you, and I know that you're supporting me, but I still got to come back at you a little bit and tell you you can kiss my ass.
Hmm. See what he did there.
All right, Anthony. Good call, buddy.
All right.
I love it. Yeah, I do got to get in shape with the Fritz thing. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. So we got the Tush Push question. Do you think it gets banned tomorrow, yes or no? All right, we also have to close out our poll from the 7 o'clock hour. Because we're looking for, ultimately, by the end of the show, which is the best movie duo of all time, at least those that were said on our program Friday. So, John, the 7 o'clock hour poll was, best movie duo, is it C-3PO and R2-D2, Shrek and Donkey, Starsky and Hutch, Thelma and Louise? Okay, James, which would you vote for?
I would vote for a C-3PO and R2-D2.
Rhea, which would you vote for?
Starsky and Hutch.
John?
I think Thelma and Louise is a great answer. I've never seen that. It sounds amazing. I think Starsky and Hutch is really bad, like dated on this one. I think Thelma, man, what was the other, Thelma and Louise, what was the one?
Shrek and Donkey.
No, man, it's not Shrek and Ducky. What's the other one besides that?
Thelma and Louise, R2-D2.
R2,
and,
the droids. Is it messed up if I go droids? Because I do feel the most compelled to go droids.
All right, droids won, and I think they should win, in part because there's multiple movies with them, so there's more association over time.
There. There's a lot of Shreks. But
yeah, well, that's true, too.
Very mainstream.
All right, so here's the deal. The Star Wars duo, 48%. Shrek,
wow.
Shrek and Donkey, 38%. Starsky and Hutch, 9%. Thelma and Louise, only 5%.
That's surprising.
That is shocking to me. That is shocking. All right, so C-3PO and R2-D2 advance to the finals, which they'll be in the 9 o'clock hour against Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. And also one more. So let's open up this this other poll right now, John. Of these, which is the best movie duo? From the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood. That is really big. From Coming to America, Prince Akeem and Semi.
Man.
From Lethal Weapon, Riggs and Murtaugh. And from X-Man. Like I do that, Seltzer, I just take a shot at this X-Men thing.
Sure.
X-Man.
That was great.
You know, because those movies have hurt.
I think they're all really hurt by it.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, they're not really doing well.
Cut them to their core.
I'd rather watch Xavier McDaniel play a basketball game at the age of 60 than watch X-Men. Now, from X-Men, Professor X and what did I say this guy's name? Magneto? Is that his name?
Nito.
Magneto. Yeah, okay. All right, get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, it looks like the Phillies might have taken a vote and said no more for the daycare. I mean, we don't know that they took a vote, but we know that after the wins, there hasn't been any celebration. Let's go back to Saturday when the Phillies won their second game of the season. And obviously, Bryson Stott had a big game with that home run down the right field line to tie it up. I forget the inning, but to tie it up. After the game, nothing. During the post-game interview, listen to this exchange with Tom McCarthy.
Just one question real quick. Are you looking for somebody to dump water on you?
No,
guys,
no,
you guys aren't doing
that. I told Marsh we need to grow up.
All right, told Marsh we need to grow up, so I guess that's it. It's over. We thought so Thursday when they didn't do it. We saw it again Saturday, nothing. Done, John.
It feels, I don't know, like I wish it didn't go so fast. I mean, it was kind of...
Well, it was 3 years.
I guess you're right.
It wasn't that fast.
And at the time, we knew it was coming, but for some reason, it still felt fun.
Well, it was fun, but I think that you get to a point where it is a little bit about growing up.
I'm okay with them moving on, but I'm going to miss it.
All right, James, here's the question. Who initiated the end of the daycare? Here are your choices. Choice A, Middleton. Choice B, Dombrowski. Choice C, Rob Thompson. Choice D, a player not in the daycare. Choice E, one of the daycare kids.
I think it was a player not in the daycare.
Harper?
Yeah.
Schwarber?
One of those guys.
Yeah.
They went to the younger guys and said,
wait, it's time to get serious. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think a veteran player said, all right.
Plus, Al Gunn's going to be 29 during the season.
I know.
He's not really in the daycare, right?
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Great, Derek.
Yo, Joe, I've been hanging out with your boy Busby a lot, man. We try to get you out on the golf course. I'm just going to watch y'all, though,
Busby's
man.
Busby's so a good guy. Tell him to get to our Fairfield reunion this June, man, my 25th reunion from college.
Yeah, maybe I'll come with him, man. We'll come up there and, you know, we'll play Beat the Hammer on the way and all that.
I mean,
man,
it's a possibility.
He could take you, man. He told me he could take you and beat the Hammer.
Well,
man,
that's asinine.
You know what I mean?
Asinine.
Yeah, that's what
do
I
you
say.
Believe that, yo, Derek?
He's a pretty knowledgeable guy, you know. You know, I think he's knowledgeable. But listen, this is what I call for.
Yes, sir.
Is Kyle Schwarber a free agent after this year?
Yeah, there's a big three. Schwarber, JT, and Ranger.
You think the Phillies should try to lock him up now before they get to free agency? Because they be offering people a lot of money, man.
No.
He's a home run hitter, man.
Look, I love Schwarber, but without knowing what the numbers are going to be, my inclination is let this thing play out and have. I know it's a risk, but you know he's also
a 40 homer guy every year, man.
I know, and the DH helps him. It's not like the old days where you judge a guy like this based on his ability to still play the field. But I think it's strategic by the ownership and the general manager to say, let's see what you guys got this year. You know, if you win a title or get near it, and we might have to overpay because you impress in October, we'll take that chance instead of locking it. Because here's the thing, Derek. Ideally, you'd sign Kyle Schwarber to a one-year extension. But Kyle Schwarber's not going to sign a one-year extension because he's too good for that. So the kind of deal you'd want to get, you really can't get. So if he's still looking for another three-year deal, and he probably will get that because he's going to hit another 40 homers this year, I don't think that would be wise for the Phillies.
Yeah, that's something I was thinking about. Yo, with the tush push real quick, though, like, I don't think they're going to ban it because I just feel like it's more than just a tush push. There's a lot of skill involved. I remember even with Josh Allen, he's one of the bigger quarterbacks in the league, and they would have went to the Super Bowl if they was able to execute, you know, the so-called tush push properly. So I just feel like there's a whole lot of skill and there's work that goes into it and all that. So I think the league got to take a stance on that because like John was saying earlier, it's the same thing when guys are running and, you know, they're getting gang tackled. Then here comes somebody up behind, like pushing him an extra 5-6 yards. If that's not a tush push, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I
don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, give me an answer, my man. A body part in a Fraser title.
I'm going to go with get your head out of your.
Oh, I don't think that one hadn't been said either. We're getting a lot of variations. of.
Yeah, with the butt stuff.
A matter of fact, don't I even have a Bob? I might have a Bobby Knight of that, right? I'm a little slow on my.
A little slow.
Here we go.
Now you better get your head out of your ass.
That's a classic. That's a classic, Bobby Knight. You know, it was an amazing poll we had last year. When Bobby Knight died, we did the poll. Do you think of him more as a great coach or a bully? And wasn't it James 51-49? Like it was really split. It was really, and I thought people were going to go more bully, but I mean, he was a great coach. There's no question about that. All right, James, weather. Give us a weather report. It still looks gloomy out there. What are we looking at over the next couple hours?
Yeah, so for lack of a better word, it's still murky, the report. But it looks from 4 to 9 is when it's supposed to come through here now.
Well, 4 would not be good.
Correct.
Because 4, you're not getting 5 anything.
So it looks like it is going to get worse as it goes. Like, it looks like 6 o'clock is where it really starts to get a little risky. It's supposed to be windy, some rain showers. The temperature's nice. It should be pretty warm comparatively, but it looks like it's just going to be one of those, you know, how quick is the game? Are they going to get it in time? One of those type of situations. Mm.
So put another way, thank God Taiwan's not pitching today.
You're damn right, buddy. Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? 215-592-9494. You know, John, as I wear this uniform, and I do enjoy it, you know, it's Philly's enthusiasm and all, but you know, I do feel dorkish in this thing. When I go down to the ballpark today, you know how uncomfortable it is to walk around that ball? I mean, honest to God.
I don't know how uncomfortable it is.
It's pretty bad.
I do know that people tend to come up to you and ogle you and approach you.
They say nice things. I will say, people have been very kind, but I just...
Well, that's good.
I feel like a human target with this thing because I am the 46-year-old that is wearing a full baseball uniform at a baseball game. It is the definition of being a dork.
Well, there's no doubt you can probably feel the eyes upon you.
Correct.
As you're walking.
Even
by.
Like when I walk, when I go home today and I go inside my apartment complex.
Well, I'm sure like out on the streets. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, people are probably thinking you're a total tool.
Correct.
Yeah. But hey, you're not.
Oh, thank you.
Deep down, right?
If you say so.
A tool,
you're
right?
A fine tool.
215-592-9494. I do hope to meet a lot of people today down at the ballpark. Know this, it'll be easier for you to find me than for me to find you. So if you see me in the uniform today, please come on up and say hi. And always love meeting, you know, listeners to our show. 215-592-9494. What Jeremy Fowler said about the possibility of the tush push going, we'll get to that. And also Elliot, who is at the owners' meetings. And James said he had an interesting conversation with someone, and will detail that for us about the tush push coming up next. That plus all the calls on 94 WIP.